Hey, is your doorbell broken? I'm at your door. Come let me in.
Hi. Look, I know it's only been a few days, but it's good to see you. I really enjoyed dinner with you and your girlfriend last weekend. She is such a good match for you. She's out of town right now, yes? On that trip she planned months ago with her friends? Good. I wanted to make sure I wasn't misremembering or just imagining that conversation. So, how are things going with you two? No fights or major problems yet? I'm just curious. Those are both normal things in a relationship. You've asked me for relationship advice plenty in the past. Just because she can't read you well doesn't mean I can't. I mean that I saw you quietly flirting with more than one waitresses the other night. I'm not accusing you of cheating on your girlfriend. All I'm saying is that I saw your eyes wandering. I'm confident your heart won't wander, but you are a man. You may love her, but you still have more base desires. Pardon me, I'm not sure I heard you correctly. Did you just ask if I'm jealous of your relationship? Shh, shh, shh. It's all right. And no, I'm not jealous of your relationship. If you just give me a second, I'll explain. I came over today not to hurt your relationship or to break you two up. No, I want to protect your relationship. Though I admit the method might be a bit unorthodox. Before you get yourself too worked up, at least prematurely, go sit down on the couch. How long have we known each other? About 10 years? After this, I still want to be your friend. I like your girlfriend, and I hope we become really close. But right now, we need to do something drastic in order to protect your relationship. Shh. Just be a good boy and let me explain. What I'm doing is both selfless and selfish. I am going to seduce you, and we are going to fuck so that you're not ever tempted to cheat at a time and circumstance far more detrimental to your relationship. I'll give you something that no random hot stranger will ever be able to give you. Someone who knows your mind and who knows what you want and desire. No girl at a club will be able to hold a candle to me. I thought I told you to stop talking. Am I also using your cock for a bit of self-gratification on my part? Yes, I've been single for almost 6 months. No amount of toys and dildos can replace the feeling of a lustful man taking you and pounding your pussy like a possessed wild animal. Like I said, this is why I have the advantage over a random hookup. For example, they would never know that the one thing you can never resist is a woman in thigh-high boots with nothing on under trench coats but lingerie. Be a good boy and sit back. Tonight is about your pleasure. Don't flatter yourself, you dork. I'm not like girls in porn, surprised and in awe of the size of a guy's cock. It's a good size, don't get me wrong, but it's not massive. Plus, I've seen your cock before. Remember that time in the hot tub at university? I'm just surprised that you're rock hard for me already. Do you want this to happen? Hey, look at me in the eyes. I need you to tell me directly that you want me to fuck your brains out tonight and that you won't tell her about it. Thank you, my good boy. You're fucking kidding, right? I need you to have had sex, but she hasn't sucked your cock. She's missing out. This is a nice fucking cock. No. I'm not saying that she's a bad girlfriend for not sucking your cock. I'm saying, however, that I will have to take her out for a girls' night and subtly suggest ways to improve your sex life. Quietly turn her into a perfect little cock slut for my good boy. I could, for example, teach her on a dildo how to do this. Maybe you'll eventually have two little cock sluts. Oh, Run your hands through my hair. Hold my head down just a little bit. Yes, that was so good. My good boy is going to make her a happy little cock slut. All right, take off the rest of your clothes. Let's go to the spare bedroom. Just so you know, I have fucked myself silly more than once in this bed after coming home from the bar. I just trusted you enough. I'd rather come here and crash rather than go home with some stranger or just be horny and alone at my place. Now, just lay down. Pull my panties to the side and let me have your cock so I can ride you. Fuck. That feels good. No, I'm not just saying that. I mean it. You feel really fucking good inside of me. Oh my god. Do that again. Please, more. Oh my god, yes. Please keep fucking me like that. Please keep fucking me. I want you to fuck me how you want to. Do whatever you want. Fuck me hard, up and down, or sideways. Just do whatever dirty, depraved things you've ever fantasized about doing with me. Or any other dirty little fucking cock slut. Oh my god, please give it to me. I need it so badly. You are a good boy for me. Now make me your good girl, please. No. No. Please, don't tease me. I need you all the way inside of me. Oh, fuck yes. Take my pussy. It's yours. Yes. 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 Thank you for fucking me like a good girl. Please tell me I'm a good girl. Tell me that I'm not some awful homewrecking slut. Oh my god, I'm getting so close. Please, I want to come so badly. Will you let me come? Wait, what are you doing? Oh my god, oh my god. Yes, please, keep doing this. I'm gonna go. Oh, fucking keep figuring out. Oh my god. That was incredible. Thank you, my good boy. I want your cock back inside of me, please. I need you to give it to me. Take my pussy. Fuck me with all of your aggression and lust and frustration. Such a fucking good boy. You guys can fucking me like that. Yeah. Oh my god. Yes, 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 yes. You're getting close, aren't you? Yes, my good boy. Have I been a good enough girl to earn your cum? I need it so badly. I need your cum so bad. Oh my god. Your slutty little mountains. I've listened through the wall before to you fucking girl. And I love the slutty little moans you make when you're getting close. But where will you come? My stomach? My pussy? My face? Down my little cum slut throat? None of those. You're going to come in my pussy. You're not going to pull out. You're going to give me a fucking cream pie. Nothing will happen. I'm on the pill. You're going to pump your load deep inside of me. You can pretend you're breeding your pretty little cum slut. Fuck, 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 fuck. I'm so close again. I want you to come with me. Yes. Oh, I'm so fucking close. Come inside of me. Come so fucking deep inside of my pussy. Yes. Fuck, just like that. Just like let me squeeze all over you. Fuck, 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 fuck. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Fuck. Just wait. Stay inside of me a moment. Shh. I'll just stay like this. Lay on top of me. Let me hold your head. Listen, I told you. You're not cheating. You're not betraying her. You love her. And we also love each other in a different way. There's a Greek word for how you love her. Eros. Romantic. Sexual love. Philia is deep bonds of friendship. That's what we have. Give me a second to take off these boots. Pull up the sheets and crawl in with me. Come here. Lay your head on my chest. I meant what I said. I don't want you to break up with a girlfriend. I want to be a bridesmaid or groomswoman at your wedding. And someday, I want to be your kid's favorite cool aunt. I'll always be here for you. And if you ever feel troubled in your relationship, temptation to infidelity, or anything else, you come to me.